اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. Inshallah, we'll continue our previous topics. We were like doing some examples on Tanween and Noon Saakin. While we are applying like the rule izhar, right? So some examples we made for for Noon Saakin, and one example for Tanween. What was the example? Abdan idha salla. So abdan, the word abdan ends with Tanween fatha, right? Sayin Ruhullah?
Yes.
Abdan. So the word that comes after abdan starts with hamza. Abdan idha. So we have Tanween plus throat letters. Izhar letters, yes?
Yes.
So should we apply the rule izhar?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Clearly pronounce.
Clearly say the tanween sound.
Yes.
Fawad, do it. Abdan idha. How do you say it?
Abdan idha.
Abdan idha.
Abdan idha.
Okay, there is no changes to the sound of the noon, yes? Tanween, noon saakin sound. عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى عَبْدًا إِذَا. No changes to N sound. Next example, in Surah Al-Qadr, okay, the last ayah, سَلَامٌ
هِيَ
حَتَّى مَطَلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. Okay, سَلَامٌ ends with
noon.
N sound. Tanween.
كسرة.
سلامٌ
ضمة.
تنوين ضمة. Next letter.
هي.
Is it a throat letter or no?
Yes.
Okay. The same rule. إظهار. سلامٌ هي. Do not stay there. سلامٌ هي. No. Do not stay there. Do not prolong the sound. Do not produce a غنّة sound. Sound. Okay. Nasal sound. سلامٌ هي. No. Noon must be noon. Noon sound, okay?
Yes.
سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطَلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. Next one. For example, we have يَوْمَئِذٍ. يَوْمَئِذٍ. تَنْوِين؟
كَسْرَ.
عَلَيْهَا. Starts with؟
عَيْن.
So, تَنْوِين كَسْرَ plus؟
عَيْن.
The same rule.
So, no rule.
For example, the word يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ تَنْوِين كَسْرَ, right? يَوْمَئِذٍ تَنْوِين كَسْرَ. عَلَيْهَا starts with
عَيْن.
إِلْهَا, right?
Yes.
يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا. Okay? So, alhamdulillah, you learned it now. It's very easy. So, we will go to Surah An-Nazi'at. We'll go through Surah An-Nazi'at, inshallah, and recite the verses. Let's see if we find any example for Izhar. Inshallah, we'll apply it, okay? Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's recite a salawat and go and start.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
عجل فرجه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, we were on Ayah 26, I think. Ayah 26, the preface session. We had recited like up to Ayah 25. Now, today, inshallah, Ayah 26 of Surah An-Nazaat, chapter 30 of the Quran. Page 584. So, Ayah 26. So, Ayah 26.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى.
أحسن. So, do we have... the first thing... when you recite the Quran, if you want to apply the rules, okay, izhar, iqlab, idgham, ikhfa, you have to look at the ayah, search for tanween or nun sakin. That's the first thing you should do. Search for
tanween or nun sakin.
You should look for tanween or nun sakin. When you find tanween or nun sakin, the second step, next step is to look at the next letter that comes after tanween or nun sakin. So, when you looked at the next letter, so either that letter is a throat letter, that letter is the iqlab letters, yeah. Okay? That letter is the idgham letters, okay? Or the ikhfa letters, okay?
Yes.
So, the third step is to apply the rule. Easy. So, first step,
find
look for
tanween
or nun sakin. Second step, look at the
next
letter that comes after tanween or nun sakin. Then the third step,
apply
it based on the group of the letter, okay?
Yes.
If it is a throat letters, idhar. If it is like, for example, yarmalun letters that we'll study, idgham. If it is like ba, iqlab. If it is none of them, ikhfa.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Piece of a keigo, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, now in this ayah, in fi dhalika... لَعِبَرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْرَى. Do we have any nun sakin or tanween?
Yes.
لَعِبَرَةً. So, tanween.
And
first, we found tanween, right?
Yes.
Second step, look at the next letter.
Lam.
Is it from the throat letter?
No.
We don't talk about it now, okay? We'll talk about it next.
Yes.
So, we don't apply rule idhar. Whatever rule we apply, but not idhar. So, we're talking about idhar. So, لِمَنْ
Yakhsha.
Nun sakin. The next letter?
Yeah.
Yeah is not throat letter. So
it's
we don't pay attention to it now, okay? Next ayah. So in this ayah, we do not have any idhar rule.
One question.
Yeah.
In the inna.
Mm-hmm.
What are noon?
Noon is again not throat letter.
No. That.
In. Yeah, we have. Nun sakin. In.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Na. Always.
Fi.
Yeah, we studied one rule, yes?
Tashdeed.
Noon or Mim Mushaddad.
Yes.
You remember?
Yeah.
Noon
yeah.
or Mim Mushaddad, yeah, we like produce a Ghunna sound. That is the Idgham rule actually, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Two Noon are merged together, okay?
Yes.
In. So. That is Idgham, that's not Idhar. That's good question, okay? But good answer.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Next ayah, listen up.
أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها.
أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها.
أحسن أحسن. Okay. أأنتم look I'm reading, okay, slowly. So find the tanween or nun sakin, then I will come back and ask you.
أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها.
Do we have any tanween or nun sakin?
Yes.
Where is the tanween?
خلقا.
خلقا. Do you have any nun sakin?
No, the
Antum. Antum. Yes. So let's go. Antum is first. So, nun sakin we have. What is after nun sakin? Antum.
Ta.
Ta. Ta. Is it a throat letter?
No.
So we'll talk about it later, okay?
Yes.
Ashaddu khalqan.
Yes.
Tanween.
Yes.
What comes after tanween?
Hamza.
Hamza. Amisama, right?
Yes.
Khalqan. Remember that always after tanween, fatha, there is an alif, okay? Not with the letter ta, the marbuta ta, okay? The circle ta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Or hamza. Sometimes after the hamza as well, we have alif, but sometimes we do not have. But the rest of the letters, yes, we have an alif, okay? With tanwin fatha. Why? Because? Why? Do you know why? We have an alif after tanwin fatha always?
To stretch
the sound.
Stretch the sound.
No.
Yeah, alif is used to stretch the sound. But how should we stretch the sound of tanween? We studied in level 2. No. We studied in level 2 that when you stop at a word having tanween fatha, the tanween fatha is changed to alif maddi.
Wow.
For example, here you stop at khalqan.
أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا.
That's why alif is there.
Oh,
it says that if you stop here, change the tanwin to alif.
So if you stop, why don't we put khalaqa?
Khalqa? That because it has a noon sound. That's the rule. That's the way Arab speakers, okay, do. Khalqa.
If this was the stop of the words, we should just say khalaqa.
Khalqa.
So we're stopping.
No, khalq has another meaning. Khalqan has another meaning. They have one exact meaning, the same meaning,
but
okay?
But if we stop Bad, here, the meaning will usages. Change.
Different usages they have. Look, for example, khalq becomes like in another usage, okay? According to grammar. Khalqan or khalqa in another usage.
So if we stop in middle of an ayah without reaching the end of it, it will still change the meaning of the word. So how do we understand?
Yeah, it changes, okay, sometimes. That's why we say that you always should not, you should not stop at any word that you want, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we have the rules of how to stop, okay?
Yes.
Where to stop.
Yes.
Yeah? The stop signs we have. We studied in level 2. So,
أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ.
So we do not have, in أَأَنْتُمْ, we do not have the إِظْهَار rule, but خَلْقًا تَنْوِين, then
Hamza.
Throat letter or no?
Yes.
Yes. So the rule إِظْهَار must be applied. Read it, Sayyid Ali Nasir. Let me see how do you apply the rule Izhar here. Listen up, everyone.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ بَنَاهَا.
أحسن. خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ. Exactly. That's correct. خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ. That's nice, okay? So he didn't change it to any other sound like خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ, or he didn't stretch the sound.
خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ. خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ.
Sometimes some reciters, okay, they say this way.
أأنتم أشد خلقنا من السماء.
خلقنا من السماء. They put the fatha on the top of the tanween. Instead of tanween, noon sakin, okay? They say that tanween. Make a noon with fatha, okay?
Are they allowed to do this?
Yeah, based on some qira'at, yeah, it is allowed. They are allowed. We have 7 types of qira'at. Based on one of the qira'at, yeah, it is correct. So we have one example of Izhar here, yes?
Yes.
Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools. But first and foremost, thanks to Allah Almighty. So, let's recite a salawat. We'll be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان